A Texas man mowed the victim's lawn before stealing the lawnmower. Miss Pac-Man enters the World Video Game Hall of Fame. And a couple live aboard cruise ships because it makes more financial sense than having a mortgage. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I got some weird news for you. Yes, for you. A burglar cuts the victim's grass before fleeing with the lawnmower. This took place in Texas. At least someone got their lawn mowed during a burglary in Port Arthur, Texas. The Port Arthur Police Department posted about this bizarre incident on their Facebook page, where all the police departments are posting. They're just very busy on Facebook, letting you know what they're up to and who they're looking for. And the Port Arthur Police Department is still actually looking for this lawnmower suspect who's been identified as Marcus. Marcus really gives a damn, though. He won't just steal your property. He'll clean your house first. He'll mow your lawn. He'll wash your car before he steals it. Okay, so the police department says Hubbard went into someone's yard, took a lawnmower out of a building without the owner's permission. Yeah, we assume it's without the owner's permission. Hello? Instead of immediately leaving the yard with the lawnmower, Marcus apparently wanted to make sure the lawnmower was in good working condition. So what did he do? Well, he mowed the front yard of the home. And he wasn't done there. He mowed the backyard as well. He mowed both the front and backyard. That's wonderful. I find it funny that they say he wanted to make sure it was in good working condition. You didn't have to mow both yards to know that it was in working condition. I think something else is going on here. I think Marcus has bad OCD. He's like, oh, I just want to try out this lawnmower. Let me just do a little patch. Oh, that looks uneven. I'm going to have to do the whole yard now. Oh, now I got the front yard mowed and the backyard isn't. Oh, I need to make it even. I got to make it even. I'm going to go back there. I know I'm risking arrest, but I have to go back there. I can't leave half a lawn mowed. I'm the OCD burglar. I love it. Now, all this is caught on surveillance footage. And when the police arrived, they saw Hubbard running from the area while dragging the lawnmower behind him. They chased him into an alley where he abandoned the lawnmower, but got away. The officers are asking anyone with information about the OCD lawnmower thief to please come forward. It is unclear if Marcus edged before he took off. It's a good joke, actually. This crime is certainly cutting edge, guys. You know what I mean? That's bad. I'm sorry. And if you have any information about this crime or the whereabouts of Marcus Hubbard, call Crime Stoppers. You got to stop him now before he does any additional unwanted landscaping out there. You got to stop this guy before he washes your Prius before stealing your catalytic convertible. You know what I mean? That's the kind of guy he is. Miss Pac-Man enters the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Congratulations. More than 40 years after blazing a trail for female video game characters, Miss Pac-Man was inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame on Thursday. This was along with Dance Dance Revolution, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, and Sid Meier's Civilization. Now, the Hall of Fame considers electronic games of all types each year, including arcade games, console, computer, handheld, and mobile games as well. Inductees are recognized for their popularity and influence on the video game industry or pop culture over time. The Miss Pac-Man arcade game was released in 1981 as Midway's follow-up to the original Pac-Man, which entered the Hall of Fame as part of the inaugural class in 2015. The Pac-Man sequel reimagined the main character to acknowledge the original game's female fans, according to the Hall. After selling 125,000 units within the first 5 years, it became one of the best-selling arcade games of all time. There was nothing inherently gendered about early video games, says Julia Novakovic, who is a senior archivist at the Video Game Hall of Fame. But by offering the first widely recognized female video game character, she says, Ms. Pac-Man represented a turn in the cultural conversation about women's place in the arcade as well as in society at large. Now, the class of 2022 was chosen from a field of finalists that included Assassin's Creed, Candy Crush Saga, Minesweeper, NBA Jam. Oh, I love NBA Jam. Parappa the Rapper, Resident Evil, Rogue, and Words with Friends. Wow, Words with Friends. Didn't get voted in, but almost made it. Says here, this is the eighth class to be inducted since the World Video Game Hall of Fame was established at the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. I had no idea there was a World Video Game Hall of Fame. I would love to visit such a place. Rochester. Konami's Dance Dance Revolution, first seen in arcades in Japan in 1998, was recognized for helping to pave the way for other music-centered games like Guitar Hero and Rock Band. The fast-paced game put players on a dance floor with a screen in front of them to direct their moves. A home version of the game followed on the Sony PlayStation in 1999. Now, The Legend of Zelda also inducted. It's actually The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, which was also first released in 1998. It came out for the Nintendo 64 gaming console and defined what a 3D action video game could be. The award-winning game sold more than 7.6 million copies worldwide. Continues to be recognized by some players and critics as one of the best video games ever made. Sid Meier's Civilization also made the Hall, released in 1991. It was recognized as an influential simulation and strategy game. The game, which invited players to develop their own empires, launched a series of successor games, including the most recent Civilization Beyond Earth and Civilization VI. Now it says here that anyone can nominate a game for the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Final selections are made on the advice of journalists, scholars, and others with knowledge of the history of video games and their role in society at large. So they just have to be more than just a great game. They have to contribute, it sounds like, to the history and the culture. Oh, this is so fascinating. I love video games. Always have. I had no idea there was a Hall of Fame. Need to go. By the way, one of my favorite documentaries is called The King of Kong. Have any of you ever seen this? It covers a guy who travels to compete in the classic arcade World Series, I guess you would call it, or National Championship, which occurs, it's either in New Hampshire or Maine. But he participates in Donkey Kong. And I'm not going to tell you what happens, but fascinating. The history of video games is pretty fascinating. All aspects of video games are fascinating, and they're just getting better and better, which I just love to see. I mean, when I was a kid, they were pretty simple, pretty simple. And now the experiences are so rich that while you're playing these games, I mean, they're so virtual that you can hardly tell the game from reality. It's unbelievable. And now we have a Video Game Hall of Fame, something that you can aspire to if you're a video game maker, I suppose. Get your game in the hall. Congratulations, Ms. Pac-Man, by the way. Super cool. A couple decide to live aboard cruise ships after calculating that it makes more financial sense than having an actual mortgage. Angeline Burke has been in love with the open sea since she first went on a cruise in 1992. So when she married Richard, a fellow seafarer, the couple planned annual cruises around the globe. Here's a quote from Angeline. "We really enjoy cruising and being able to visit different parts of the world without hopping on an airplane. Don't like those airplanes. I like cruising." Well, after crunching the numbers, the couple in their 50s realized they could actually live the rest of their lives hopping from cruise ship to cruise ship for as little as $62 each per day. Angeline, who's an accountant, figured they could live their dream lifestyle thanks to a combination of savings and the anticipated sale of their home in Seattle. So what do? They quit their jobs, and leaving behind their yet-to-be-sold home, they sailed into the sunset. Enjoying the life of seafaring nomads since May 2021, they are now well accustomed to their sea legs, and they're sharing their tips on how you too can retire on a cruise ship. Guys, do you have a problem? Do you not know how to retire? Well, have you thought about a cruise ship? In early 2021, as the couple began to think about retirement, they dreamed of setting sail and never setting foot on land again. "Our original plan was to stay in different countries for a month at a time and eventually retire to cruise ships as we got older. We love to travel."
and we were searching for a way to continuously travel in our retirement that made financial sense.
Angeline began to calculate, because, you know, guys, she's an accountant. She's really good at calculating. She calculated the exact age at which they could afford to be on the high seas forever. She discovered that by using their loyalty memberships and taking advantage of certain sales, they could actually retire at that very moment, and it made more financial sense than a mortgage.
We have been very frugal all our lives to save and invest in order to achieve our goals.
So they left their 9-to-5 existence on land and the bills that came with it, and they headed out onto the open ocean in May 2021 with just a suitcase each. How about that, guys? They just got on the boat.
We don't plan to permanently live on land in the future, Angeline says, adding that they can count on one hand the number of times they have slept on actual dry land in the past year.
What are some of the places they've been? Well, they took a little 50-day trip around the Adriatic Sea. They saw sights around Europe. They took a 51-day trip from Seattle to Sydney, and they plan to visit every corner of the globe. Singapore, Italy, Canada, Iceland, and the Bahamas are just a few of their favorite destinations, all of which they have reached totally by ship. They have visited some countries numerous times, but still enjoy it. As they say, they've secured accommodation, food, beverages, and all transport for an average of just $62 per night per person. Angeline is thrilled. She says,
it is leisurely travel without the complications of booking hotels, restaurants, and transportation while staying within our budgets.
The couple sees no drawbacks to living at sea. No drawbacks, huh? What about when you want to have a visitor? You can't exactly have a visitor when you live on a cruise ship. But okay, all right. I see no drawbacks. Also, here's a drawback. You have to deal with cruise ship people. I mean, they're a certain type of people. Let's be real. So they say they see no drawbacks to living at sea, but except for that time the whole ship broke out and herpes. Just kidding, guys. It was COVID. The couple sees no drawbacks to living at the sea, but Angeline cautions anyone who wants to set sail should try long-term cruises first before making it permanent. So I guess one of those two-month jobs. So, I don't know, maybe you're considering a cruise ship, but I have to tell you right now, if you're considering a cruise ship for retirement, you should first look at a photo of these people because, you know, they're not in shape, man. They're not, and I don't know how you can be if you're living on a cruise. If you take all your meals on a cruise, you've seen the portion sizes on cruise ships. The food is outrageous, man. There's no way you're going to be thin retiring on a cruise. I mean, you're just going to engorge yourself every day, unlimited. The all-you-can-eat. It's the all-you-can-eat lifestyle every day, all day, for the rest of your life. How can that be good for you? How?
Yay!
Volare. Whoa. Hello, my friends, loyal listeners of the Weird AF News podcast. Did you have a nice weekend, you crazy little kids? I hope you say no to narcotics, okay, guys? Because those are bad. I want to thank everyone who sent me Florida stories. I think I did that on Friday, but let's just do it again. Thanks for sending me Florida stories. I hope you enjoyed the Florida Friday episode. I got a lot of good feedback from it. I think it was one of the better episodes. Even did a little extra story in there for you, didn't I? Anyways, I hope everybody's doing well. And thanks for joining me once again for Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast. And let me tell you something. It's better than mainstream news, all right? I'm trying to keep it light around here. We learned a lot today, didn't we? I don't even know there was a video game Hall of Fame. I think that's tremendous. Tremendous. And I would assume it would be in like Japan or something, but no, right here in the States. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I'd love to go there someday. What else? I got a new patron. Let's give praise and thanks. Someone became a patron, but they didn't put their name, so I don't know who this is. There's an email address that begins with Juggalo, so I think they're a fan of a certain band, I think. So you know who you are with your email that starts with Juggalo. Thank you for joining the Patreon. I appreciate you so very, very much. Way to show gratitude for a guy who just gets in a closet every day and does his thing. Appreciate that. Your support is so much appreciative. Please enjoy the Patreon, too, with that extra content. Jonesy put some stuff in over the weekend. Going to put more. And going to do a video, a Q&A video. So, you know, You're in the Patreon now, man. You can ask me a question, and I'm going to answer it on a video, and I'm going to put it in there. And those videos are quite entertaining, I have to say. So, yeah, ask a question. Those of you who are patrons, ask Jonesy a question. I'm going to answer it by the end of this week. So put in your questions. You can join the Patreon as well and ask me a question that will be answered on a video. It's and you get a good feeling knowing that you're supporting a daily weird news podcast. One of a kind, right? Don't you want to be like kind of like a producer yourself? Yeah. Why not? Don't you want to get your name on the closet wall right here? Another reason why this person, this juggalo person, has to give me their name. So I got to get your name on the wall, whoever you are. And on the closet wall, it goes right up there. Pretty fun, right? Good times. All right. Anyways, you can join the Patreon by going to patreon.com/weirdafnews or weirdafnews.com. Click on the Patreon banner. All right. If you want to email me or call the show, it's the following. funnyjones@gmail.com and 646-450-2012. Take care.